it's important that we consider the assessment and what the assessment results are telling us. This is a different assessment. The assessment that the state is using from grades 3 to 8 is a state-developed, standard that's aligned test. That means that Delaware has a bunch of standards that says this is what kids in every grade should learn, and they made a test against those standards, and all the kids take it. The 11th grade math is a result from the SAT, which is a nationally normed test. That's a completely different kind of ruler, right? So I'm not saying that means the 18% doesn't, you know, it's not worth being concerned about. What I am saying is we have to understand that that's a different kind of indicator. And then also understand there's a lot of concern, and I don't have an opinion on this, but there's a lot of concern about how that number is generated when you look at all the kids who take the test. Because it's administered broadly, where it's not administered the same way in other states. So there's a contextual element that's required to, we have to understand that before we look at the data. The 18%, though, I think what you want to do is make sure that there's continued effort to address that. I also think it's important to look at, they were 8th graders. I mean, they're 11th graders, but they spent the last, so let's see, they're in 11th grade in, bear with me for a second, 25, 26, right? 25, 26. 24, 25, 23, 24, 22, 23. Okay, so 9, 10, 11. So they were in 9th grade in 23, 24 school year, right? The 3 years prior to that, they had that 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade sort of impacted by COVID in some way, right? So that's the cohort coming through. I think the target has to be for better performance, but we also have to understand what's the way of getting there if it's a nationally normed assessment. But, and again, I'm not the instructional person for what needs to happen, but what I am saying is we can't paint this with a broad brush. I wish that there was a simple answer, but there's not. It is the student population, how they got there. It's 18 this year. Now you've got another set of kids that's coming forward. What do we, can we get them to 22? If they, why do we understand that they get to 22? Can they get additional, you know, time in math or their elements? If we looked at how they, you don't get the same kind of diagnostic feedback back from a normed test. So it's a little bit harder to discern why the kids aren't performing where they need to be. But I think it's again, the same things hold true. It's an intentional, cohesive, consistent strategy, just like they're doing in reading. And hopefully, right, if you keep seeing these 5%, the 5% in the 3 to 8, it should roll up by the time you get to the 11th grade test. But who we're rolling up is who we're rolling up, and they've, you know what I mean, they've sort of been on a trajectory. I'm not justifying it. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm just trying to put it in context.